and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi, I'm Hayley. I run my own marketing consultancy and I help B2B businesses grow.
Do you have a particular specialism that you focus in on?
I would say I go quite heavy on content marketing and SEO and email marketing, but I'm a generalist, if I'm completely honest.
I think that's a good place to be. And what kind of businesses do you work with?
So I've helped digital agencies do a lot of growth through their like lead generation. I've worked with physiotherapy and healthcare brands, and I've done a bit of with manufacturing companies as well.
You mentioned email marketing earlier. It's kind of weird, isn't it, that you sort of think email is now quite kind of old tech. It's been around for a long time. Many people have kind of been very quick to predict the death of email marketing.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going anywhere?
I think that it still gives you the best return than a lot of other, especially in B2B, because you've got a direct conversation. It's quite good for like consultative narrative with people. I think it's slept on a lot, if I'm honest. I find that people forget about it, but it's got a really strong ROI in my experience.
And what else are you finding works really well at the moment?
Content marketing is always a thing, right? It's changing slightly with SEO and AI and you know, the rest of it. But ultimately, people still want to go online to ask a question or find out the answers to their problem or whatever it is. I think that how people are asking is now just slightly different. So instead of it being like more about direct keywords, there's more of like a kind of conversational part of it. So you're getting your AI prompt at the top of Google. People are asking a lot of FAQs, basically. So it's kind of tailoring content around that and then making sure that you're showing up in the places where your audience is.
Yep. Okay. I feel like I've had a lot of conversations today that are focused on kind of how SEO is changing. My brain's going, you can't talk about that again, James. But I kind of really want to. I really want to get into, because it just feel like that's the thing at the moment. We're at a real crossroads with how search works. Maybe not from a consumer point of view, going on Google, typing something in, getting an answer to it, that's not really changing. But kind of how that AI overview is starting to maybe slightly alter how quickly they get those answers.
Yeah.
Certainly how people like you do their job, I guess, is changing a bit as well. And just that changing face of search. What's your take on all this?
My take on it is that digital always evolves, right? It constantly changes and marketers adapt. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It changes, you adapt. The principle is always going to be the same. There is a person at the end of it and you have to make it valuable to them and it has to still stay human. I think that the principles of can you show up after a prompt in ChatGPT, for example, or in a Google search with the narrative at the top is, we don't know enough yet. I don't think we can guess some of it, and there are some signals that tell us how we should be structuring our content, but we don't actually know for sure. I think that a lot of the stuff that I see is, some of the SEO things are still the same. It is literally marking up your content so it is easy for Google and therefore any AI agent to be able to crawl it and understand what it's looking at, whether that is schema markup, keywords, how you're structuring the layout of your content. That's to me, that still stays the same, because any of those tools and platforms, their end goal is still going to be serving a human and a user at the end, and they want to be able to deliver good answers.
That was a great answer to that question. And what I kind of heard as the, if there was an AI overview of your answer there, it would have been, James, stop getting in a flap about it. It'll be fine.
It will be fine.
What would you like to see change? What in marketing do you think kind of needs to move on now and progress?
this is probably not what you're expecting from this answer, but at the moment, companies are jumping on AI, right? We're getting really excited that AI can do everything, and so you can scale down your marketing teams because you can get one person to do everything. But I think that we've already seen with like the likes of Klarna, where they've had to get rid of a load of people because they're like, right, we're going to go AI only, and then they've had to do a massive U-turn on that. I think we need to kind of slow down a little bit on snap decisions on how we're going to change our resource, and I think we should be really pushing marketers to like try and break AI, like literally just play with it and keep testing it and learning it. I was doing a coaching session this week with a group of like grad content writers at an agency, and it was just really interesting to see how the ones that have learned to do copywriting and SEO with just AI straight away, they're not very good at knowing what good looks like.
Okay.
And questioning. ChatGPT doesn't have all the answers yet. And when it does have the answers, you should probably maintain trust issues with it and just check it. Always just check it.
So I did a podcast yesterday for something completely different that was basically an hour of chatting with a couple of people about digital agencies, where that industry is at, how that's changed, what the future probably looks like. So you mentioned you do a lot of work with agencies. What's your take on the agency world right now?
What's my take on the agency world? It's definitely changing. Yeah. I think that they're finding that they can do things a lot faster. There's this kind of urgency to mass produce on things. I think there's also a bit of a panic. It's interesting because I was listening to somebody talk about AI in a marketing platform. They're talking about HubSpot specifically. Now, I've always been a HubSpot girly, right?
Right.
I loved HubSpot. I think they're kind of pricing a lot of people out now with, right, with their model. But you can still use platforms like WordPress with AI. There are plenty of AI tools and other automation tools where you can achieve this kind of glamorous AI future with everything being automated and it can generate content and put it on your website and bring you a sandwich. You know, you can do that still at like a lower cost. I've gone over a little bit of a tangent here, but I think that my message would be is that agencies that deal with smaller companies or smaller clients, I think they need to look at ways that they can use AI in a cost-effective way as well.
Obviously, you've been at Marketing Showcase most of the day, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
What have been your kind of key takeaways from the talks that you've been at today?
It was like the one that I just went to, which was about HubSpot predominantly, and AI. It was AI, but it was HubSpot. It's really exciting to see what it can do and how far it's come. Like, even if I look at even the last 18 months when marketers were just kind of starting to think, oh, should we use this to write our social media things? And now it's like, right, let's write one hero piece of content and then send it in an email that sounds like Dave in accounts. You know, like that's pretty cool with the things that it can do. I really enjoyed that talk. I've actually enjoyed just meeting some people as well. I think it's really interesting for me personally because I've run my own consultancy, is just to, and that's quite new by the way, is to just meet people and hear about their experiences in marketing as well and their journeys, which kind of leads into content again and that authentic experience. Yep. Is that the thing that I think's the risk of happening with AI going like too far ahead and everybody using it for content predominantly is that you're going to completely saturate a market, and I can see there being then a gap for people wanting just people again.
Yeah. Yeah, people are great, aren't they?
Sometimes, yeah.
Most people are great. Sometimes.
Yeah. Most people are great. That's a slogan.
Brill. Hayley, thank you for stopping for a chat. It's been really good to chat to you.
Pleasure.
You kind of subtly mentioned at the end there that your business is relatively new, relatively young.
Yes.
Best of luck with that over the coming months and years. If anyone wants to look you up online, what's the best way for them to do that?
It's just hayleybonnick.com.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.